Spanish singer Buica, who we profiled on the show last year, has a new CD out. It's called El Último Trago. It's a collaboration with Cuban pianist Chucho Valdez, but the songs are Mexican rancheras, songs of love and loss. The record is a tribute to one of Buica's earliest influences, the legendary singer of rancheras, Chavela Vargas. Beto Arcos has the story.
Buica remembers the first time she heard Mexican rancheras, growing up on the Spanish island of Mallorca.
My dad left when I was 9 years old, and my mom used to listen a lot to Chavela and, you know, to just take care about his sadness.
Se me hizo fácil borrar de mi este llanto. Ahora la olvido cada día más y más.
It was only as a teenager that Buica really understood the meaning of those Mexican songs she'd heard growing up.
I remember that I understand my first ranchera, and it was when my first boyfriend left me.
Buica says since that time, she's felt an affinity with Chavela Vargas because she heard the sound of solitude in Chavela's voice. And as she started singing and writing her own songs, Buica realized that Mexican rancheras dealt with sadness and pain in a very direct way. Take the song Un Mundo Raro by one of the most respected composers of rancheras, José Alfredo Jiménez.
Cuando te hablen de amor y de ilusiones y te ofrezcan el sol y el cielo entero.
To sing José Alfredo songs or, you know, all those amazing composers from this record, to sing these songs, it hurts, you know, it hurts. And it hurts because it makes you open some doors from your past, from your memories.
Y si quieren saber de mi pasado.
Buica's new album includes 7 rancheras, 4 of them by José Alfredo Jiménez, and 3 other classics, such as this one called Cruz de Olvido. When she finished the album, Buica sent it to Chavela. After she listened to the album, Chavela sent her approval in the form of a poem. In it, she called Buica passion.
She was told me something that makes me feel like really special someone. You know what? I think that we have to learn words and things to bless the others.
Buica will be pleasing many people this coming weekend in Mexico City, where she will perform songs from her new album. She's especially excited because Chavela called to tell her she will be attending the concert. For the world, this is Beto Arcos in Los Angeles.
Tómate esta botella conmigo.
Great stuff there from Buica. That's it for our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.